This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. Happy Friday. Friday.
Happy Friday. Today we have two shows to talk about, of course, Real Housewives of New York and this week's Below Deck Med. But before we get into that, Barry, how's it going? How's your week been?
Good. I feel like it was kind of a blur the whole week. Like they mostly are.
When you said that, I was like, oh, interesting. And then I was like, yeah, it was the last 15 weeks have been blurs.
I was like, yeah, so basically this hasn't been different than any other week. I think it's good. It's rainy, though, so it's a little sad and depressing. But in like, I finished all 7 seasons of Below Deck.
Wow.
That's my Bravo update.
You know what that is? Growth.
No, but it's like sad. I got like sad. So I finished so far Below Deck Med and Below Deck, and I am on season 1, episode 8 of Real Housewives of Potomac. So I can be caught up for when the new season starts in a few weeks.
So to be clear, you've seen Potomac before, but not every episode.
I've seen, yeah. So like, I usually like to do that before a show starts. But I know I mentioned to you, like, I didn't watch last season fully. I don't really know what was going on with me. Like, I was just like busy.
I like that it's not just like, oh, I didn't watch it because I wasn't feeling it. You're like, I don't know what was going on. Like, Oh, it was a personal, you know.
I don't even remember it being on, like, so weird. So, oh, you want to know why I think I know what happened? I like watch it, like what I'm doing right now. I like watching it in full before a new season starts. And what happened was I got behind. Therefore, I couldn't start a new season. So it's just like a domino effect of Potomac. So now I'm watching it. I know who they all are. I've seen episodes. But now I'm like, going to be fully educated.
Yeah. And their new season looks like it's going to be explosive. So we will, of course, be talking about it in just a couple short weeks when it premieres, but we also have a little bit of a tidbit of news about a new show that has kind of been rumored for a long time, but we got a little sneak peek that Vanderpump Dogs is officially happening, and it is not going to be on Bravo. It is going to be a Peacock original.
Okay, question. What is, because I need to do my little research on Peacock.
Yes.
Quibi came and went, now Peacock's arriving. Like, what is happening? I'm not wasting my time. What is this?
So Peacock is NBC Universal. So that includes like Bravo, E, whatever. It's their own streaming service that they just launched this week. And so there are multiple tiers of Peacock. So you don't have to, you can watch some of the stuff for free. Like, there's a free tier, so it's not like Netflix or HBO where you need to pay to do anything. Mm. So there's a free tier, and then I think there are a couple different tiers of money amounts. And like, the free tier, and I think the first tier both have ads, which is annoying to me because I hate ads. But I don't know. I haven't downloaded it yet. So they have like movies and old NBC shows and stuff. Like they have 30 Rock and SVU and all of that and a lot of Bravo stuff, but they also are doing a lot of original content, and they did like this whole, they had this like special last night, and they did this whole montage of all this original stuff that's coming up. And for the first time, they showed that Vanderpump Dogs is going to be a Peacock original. And
a Peacock original.
So it's interesting because I would love to know if it was originally going to be on Bravo and then they decided not to, or because let's be honest, yes, Lisa is still going to make money off of this. She's still getting another show, but I feel like it's like a demotion to be on a Peacock original.
Right. But I agree with you with, was it like once on Bravo and whatnot? Because that is my question, is like, why is it that and not Bravo? Unless they're really trying to like make this streaming network work by putting people like this on it. Do you know what I mean? Because like people are going to want to watch this or get a glimpse of what the show is. So maybe it was a strategic move. But also, like, right, do you think Lala is going to be like a main character?
That's what I'm wondering. Because obviously we've seen Lisa at Vanderpump Dogs a lot, and especially during the Lucy Apple Juicy situation, we also saw some of the employees at Vanderpump Dogs. And so I feel like it's kind of like, I feel like that was kind of like, would have been a logical starting point, but obviously now
if Raquel's not working there, I'm not watching.
Oh my God. Literally just show me 30 minutes of Raquel and Lala like playing with dogs. I'll just put it on. It'll be on in the background, whatever. Honestly, I am not excited about this, but I am not surprised that it's happening.
But we will need to dive it. Dylan, I've called you out on this before. Like, oh, no, I'm not going to watch. Like, are you kidding? I can't even finish. Yes, you're going to watch Vanderpump Dogs. Like, we have to. At least, like, one episode, I have to see what, like, this is about. And, like, what's the premise of the show? Like, you, like, feeding a dog. I don't, anyway, I can't. We'll report back. because I can't deal with this. We'll report back.
Also, yeah. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills taped their reunion yesterday.
Yeah, fuck.
Our first little sneak peek is that Lisa Rinna said it was bullshit on her Instagram story, and that cease and desist work, apparently, which I have a feeling has to do with one Denise Richards, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, I need to know what that means. But anyway, last night, Real Housewives of New York, we leave off with this drunken shit show at the Berkshires and the fight between Luann and Dorinda. But I do need to cut to one small part while this is happening, and a food delivery appears at the door, and Ramona tends to make like a friend. Like, she will talk to anyone, anything that's breathing or not breathing. And this poor man just wanted to drop the food off and like get out of the house. And like Ramona was asking if she looked thin and she's been working out and blah, blah, blah. And I can't stand it. But anyway, the part of the fight that really like was not nice was when Dorinda took this jab again at Luann about having a mugshot. And like, oh, first God. Of all, like, find a new like low blow. You know what I mean? Like, we get it. She has a mugshot. Okay.
Yeah.
And so Luann like kind of like sunk in her chair and had like a puppy face and turned, and like, you just hurt a kindergartner's feelings.
The thing that is a little rough to me, I think, about this season right now is that every single episode feels like it devolves into drunkenness. Mm-hmm. And it's fun sometimes, but it's a little much. And after Dorinda made that comment to Luann, Leah said in her confessional, she said, quote, "We're all one drink away from a mugshot." And
yeah, I couldn't agree more.
It's like not really a good thing, I don't think. So I think it's interesting that it's like, of course, I understand the point that it's kind of a pot kettle situation, that it's like, you know, whatever. But at the same time, it's like, maybe we should examine more the fact that you are all one drink away from a mugshot, because that's not normal.
Right. And we do find out, though. Remember last week I was like, something was up. We find out, that's not mentioned, that Luann was drunk. Like, she was, which means she is drinking again. And like, yes, you couldn't hide that. Like, that was very obvious. I just didn't want to be the one to like accuse, but she was drunk. And a fight escalated that it ended up Luann wanted to leave, but Luann, Leah, and Ramona, which is a very bizarre trio, went out to a local pub, which I'm very upset the cameras didn't go, because I wanted to see like what went down.
So Yeah, so we see Luann in her room basically sobbing as she packs up struggles to zip up her suitcase. And then she's walking out the front door with her big Giovanni tote bag. And Dorinda, again, heckles the Giovanni. And she sort of pushes Luann out the door. It was a very strange kind of physical moment. And she's
it looked like she pushed the door.
Yeah, I think she wanted to just kind of like get up in Luann's face, but it was very uncomfortably physical. And then, basically we see Dorinda yelling about Giovanni yet again. And then Leah's the one that goes out to kind of comfort Luann. And it's just, again, I feel like this season, this is now, and they pointed out, this is now the third person that Dorinda has really just lashed out at this season after Tinsley and Ramona. And it's like episode after episode. And I, you know, Dorinda has her great moments. And even this episode, we see some really fun, nice moments with her, but it's like we're doing this again.
I know, but the thing is, Sonia actually has something funny in her confessional too. She said, all things are forgiven when partying, which like, depending on like like what happened, I could agree slightly, but not really. But then the next morning, well, also Leah said with the Giovanni thing, like that's another thing. Why does she keep bringing up Giovanni and the mugshot? Like, is something deeper for you? Like, what's the problem here?
It reminds me of Teresa going to Danielle. Two things, arrested, name change, Giovanni, mugshot.
So the next day, which we've seen again, is Dorinda just like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, like nothing happened. And
she's like, well, you know, when you drink the rosé.
She blamed it on the rosé, and she was like laughing that she was like, well, at least we can blame it on the, like, she was looking for a way out. She knew what she said was like bad and not nice.
Right.
And she did call Luann, but I didn't hear an apology. I just heard, I love you and come home. And I was looking for you this morning, but not. And she said, she knew what she did was wrong. So she was basically just honestly trying to brush it under the rug. She was like, I blame it on the rosé. Can I blame it this one time? And
I think Dorinda tends to do that where she knows that she was in the wrong, but she stops short of an actual apology or really admitting anything and kind of just leaves it at, I love you, let's be friends again. And I think it's one thing to do that once, but when it's kind of your pattern, it's like, no, you need to learn to apologize.
Right.
So Luann meets them, gets picked up for some shopping. And they're
dying when she goes, do you like my glasses? I got them at the gift shop. I was like, she's so funny though, but and it's, they were it's cute. Hilarious,
because when they get out of the cars at this furniture store, Sonia says to the other woman in the car, she goes, okay, when I get out, I'm not going to run up and hug Lou. Restrain me if I do. And Elisa's like, do you need to be restrained? Really? And then Sonia immediately runs up and hugs Lou.
It was almost like her and Dorinda like raced to go hug her. They ran and you know what? In this day and age, if that's how you want to make up, like, go ahead. As long as you're not fighting, it'll just happen again next week. Next time you have a glass of rosé.
I don't think the issue with Luann and Sonia was as upsetting as the one with Dorinda and Luann. I think, like, Sonia, like, Luann said some things to Sonia that weren't nice, but it was, she did apologize and kind of clear it up, whereas I feel like Dorinda's kind of like, yeah, it's a new day.
Yeah. Also, I think the fight was for like different, like Dorinda was like they said, being like vicious and mean, and right. Luann and Sonia, you can tell, were just like drunk and having like a little fight.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they are the only shapewear that won't ever roll down, no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/ MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about effective shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. The superpower short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Should we talk about how Leah peed on Frenchie?
Yeah, there's a lot of things to talk about that have to do with the toilet right now. So that is one of them.
So Leah has the revelation that she had some kind of relationship with Frenchie, who of course was Sonia's guy. And that included her peeing on him. And of course the other women are not
like, that's the worst thing that they've ever done. Right.
Yeah. Which is funny considering this week's revelation from Leah on Cameo that Ramona shits during sex.
Which is funny because again, during this episode, Ramona, which apparently clogs the toilet, which Leah asked her, did you make a number two? And Ramona says, no, it just must be a lot of paper in there, which is funny. They went to go clog, which, side note, guys, I am a very good plumber. Like, I can plunge anything. So they go to plunge, no one can fix it. And apparently there's a baby turd in the toilet, which is like, fine. Everyone poops, whatever. But like, I just thought the whole thing came together. The cameo this week, this episode, there's just like Ramona poops, like she does. But like, so do I, you know? It's like totally normal. But the whole cameo thing, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, Elise did a cameo for someone and was talking shit about Ramona, which we will get to what she was talking about. And then Leah came on and claims that Ramona shits during sex. So now it's a whole like explosive, get it, explosive thing on the internet. And right now Leah and Elise in real life are spending the weekend together, like at her Elise's house with her husband, and there's like some more real life drama going on, which I for one am living for. Some people say it's mean girl shit. I like it.
Okay, but so after Plungergate, it's now dinner time and we're having a dinner party.
Oh, you have nothing to add to what I just said? Nothing? Well, nothing about poop?
I want to get through this because we have to, Heather T makes an appearance.
Yeah.
Which they didn't give her much to do. I was kind of disappointed, but.
And you can't, how do you follow that Beverly Hills episode with just Heather Thompson?
I know. She looks great though. And
yes.
Whatever. She seemed happy to be there. I don't really think she wants to come back to the show. Mm-hmm. But whatever. And then we definitely need to talk about Ramona's conversation about online dating at the dinner table, which I know you have thoughts about. Ramona says that,
which is what they were talking about in the cameo.
Ramona says that dating online is hard for her because these guys, they're not in the 1%. They don't have multiple residences. They don't have
they don't travel a lot
like her. And I just, I can't listen to Ramona talk about what she wants in a man anymore.
Does she think she is, though? Like, I'm just, like, curious. Like, she's not on the level that she thinks she's on, which I think is just, like, hilarious. She is in the top 1%. So, number one, where'd you get that statistic from, Ramona? And number two, like, you're judging someone because they don't have a second home? That's so weird.
And also, it's like, Ramona is one of those people where she definitely has, you know, she has wealthy friends. She's a wealthy woman, whatever. She ha- you know, she lives a nice life. But Ramona is not a billionaire. Ramona's not like, so it's interesting that she really thinks that she would have such a hard time finding someone to meet her standards when it's like, have you ever actually looked?
Well, and it's, you can tell she's the type of person she would only date, she wants to date someone to impress her friends and to be impressed with. She doesn't care about who the person is, like, at all. But And that's what's funny. What Elise mentioned last week is she like uses Elise because now Elise is divorced from her and Kent doesn't have the plastic surgeon and this and the yacht and the Hampton top, blah, blah, blah. And Ramona just wants to be seen, you know? So like she wants to be in that circle constantly. And I don't know. I think she's really fighting to stay up top.
Yeah, I'll be curious for the rest of the season if Ramona actually dates at all or anything. Because honestly, it's like, what guy is really going to go for that? I feel like all the guys she's interested in want to date somebody who's 20 years younger than her. Which is, yeah. I mean, it sucks, but I just feel like that's the reality.
Yeah, but that means she should just look for someone 20 years older, to be honest. Because at that point, well, she can get a nice chunk.
You know, Sonia seemed excited about the prospect of meeting some 90-year-old men, so maybe Ramona should just get on board with that.
But at this party, we also find that Elise, sorry, we're talking about Elise a lot. Elise has a alter ego, Erica. Who we kind of see a little bit.
I am not surprised by this because Elise has always struck me as the kind of person who has like a wild side and she just like doesn't let it out.
Yes, like she has very nice composure and you can tell like you can't be held in for that long.
Right. And so we see a little makeout action with her and Leah, which is interesting.
Was interesting. They were all making out with each other. They were all drunk and just like kissing each other. Which I have to say, I'll take that because the other times they're drunk like that, this looked fun.
Yes. So the night before turned into a mess. On this night, everyone at least was having fun. And it's nice to at least, if they're going to be drunk all the time, it has to be a balance between fun and chaos.
Yeah. Like they were all dancing. They're all having fun. Leah invited the bartender over that she met the night before at this local pub, which I thought was cute.
Dorinda talked his ear off. It was great. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Okay, let's just quickly touch on Below Deck before we go. This week I feel like the most important thing that happened was our least favorite of the season, Pete, finally got disciplined by Captain Sandy. After Bugsy basically reported that he was making her feel uncomfortable and, you know, was talking to her about banging stewardesses and Lara and all of that. It's so gross. And
yeah.
Then, so on top of his talking to from Captain Sandy, Malia then demoted him from lead deckhand, basically saying that she doesn't, you know, trust him in that role. And it's just, I wish they would just fire him. It's so annoying.
Well, now he goes from last week, he named himself Party Pete, and this week, because he got demoted, he's now Professional Pete. So we get to see that side of him at least. But Malia and Rob were actually on Watch What Happens Live last week, and Malia claimed that, like, this happened on more than one occasion. Like, what we saw was just, like, a glimpse, and apparently it, like, happened a bunch. which I'm not curious in seeing because like that's just repulsive. But what else could he possibly say or do other than what we did see? That's like crazy.
Right. And well, and it's interesting because I do feel like we've seen this in the past that Captain Sandy tends to give a lot of chances to guys that maybe don't deserve them, which I mean, I understand that, you know, you're in a situation like that, you want your crew to, you know, be the best as possible and, you know, for people to improve and everything. But sometimes it's like, this guy is not that good at his job. And then on top of that, he's like sexually harassing and being rude to the women on board. It's like, what is this man bringing to the table that you can't replace him?
Yeah, it's people, I don't know. I get like skeezed out kind. Like I just don't get where people have the right, like you, it's one thing to like flirt with someone and have that relationship and vibe and start like, which I don't even think is okay to start saying that stuff, but he just like, just goes for it. And it's not like, you don't even read people. You don't even know if they're like comfortable. First of all, they're also Bugsy's, I forgot where Bugsy's from. She's not from America, South like Africa. Where people like America. So they also have different like ways of thinking, you know? So it's very, she could be like beyond like uncomfortable and turned off. So which she was, but anyway, again, enough of him. So, but we see also Jessica actually does have a hairline fracture on her poor little finger. I know.
That splint that they put her in is rough.
I know. But it's funny because Rob goes, it was so dramatic. He goes, if you go, I go. And it's not like she was getting fired. Like she has a broken hand. So if she like can't do her job, like you're just going to quit also. I don't know. You know what? That's yacht love.
Yacht love. You know, we see it every season. There's always someone.
You really do. You love to see it.
Yeah, and then of course Chef Kiko is starting to have some problems. I don't know, it's just everyone seems in flux right now. Like there's just
honestly what he's going through though, where he has to work on like portion control, like that is kind of difficult. But as a chef, I feel like that's not difficult. That's like, it is your job to make the food good and how much you should eat. But like personally, I don't know what portions are. Like I will eat a box of anything and like right, I don't like, get it.
Excuse me, but why didn't you give me a serving bowl full of pasta?
Right. But the worst, you don't go to a restaurant, at least you never have gone and you eat a meal, your entree, or as I'm not allowed to say entree in front of Chef Ben, but your main, and you're not still hungry. So that is you're basically on the yacht at a restaurant. That shouldn't happen. So I think now he's getting stressed, which I'm a little nervous about because when the chef goes down, that's when everything just starts to crumble. So exactly. Our thoughts and prayers are with Kiko.
We'll see. Okay, who's going to be your number one Bravo Lab of the group today?
My number one Bravo Lab of the group. Oh, you go.
Okay, I'm going to go with Luann.
Okay.
Because I feel like she handled herself well in the situation. She made up with Sonia. She made up with Dorinda, and good for her. She's looking good so far.
Okay. I think that my Bravo Lab is going to go to Leah this week because she was, I literally can't think of the word. She was not, she's never usually involved in the drama, but this week she was really trying to help out in all directions and like what's the word I'm looking for, like dissolving the drama, that diffusing? Something along the like a D word, but
she was D-wording the drama
with the toilet, with this, with that. She brought the bartender home. Like I just loved everything. Like she's a good egg right now. So anyway, but so that concludes today's class. No, but
oh my god.
Thanks for listening and here we go. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Join our Facebook group and follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches and have a safe, healthy, corona-free weekend.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.